Zero TV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. Cameroon's Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister, Mununa Futsu, will launch events marking National Day celebrations tomorrow in Fongotongo, that's in the west region of the country. The news focus is on the National Day event. Over 100,000 candidates in the country will take the common entrance exams tomorrow, just like the counterparts of the Francophone subsystem of education who will be sitting for the Concours d'entrée en sixième, the entrance exams into Form 1. The country is facing unprecedented surges in temperature, with a region like the far north experiencing an alarming 45 degrees centigrade. Abroad, a man from Kenya, due to be executed in Saudi Arabia, has had a last-minute reprieve following a large-scale media campaign. The development of the stories and others next.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. Our special slot on the news.
Hello there. We begin from the West region, where the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, has since this morning been on a working visit to that region to launch activities to mark the 52nd edition of the National Day. After his stop at the Kutaba Airborne Battalion, he proceeded to officially install the West Regional Youth Council in Bafassa, made up of 90 youths. Details with Joyce Cleve Tata, who is in Bafassa.
Young people in the West region now have another council to run to for enlightenment as concerns government actions and equally present their worries for the emancipation of all, titled the West Regional Youth Council. Speaking at the official installation ceremony of the 90 regional youth councillors, Minister Mununa Futsu of Youth Affairs and Civic Education said the government initiative is to boost the civic and voluntary participation of young people in local development through the establishment of municipal and regional youth councils. So with me right now is Mr. Tankeng Alphonse. He's the Director of Projects and Research Studies in the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. And he's going to be telling us the importance of having youth regional councillors. Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, madam. Yes, youth councillor, that is the policy that the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic have put in place in order to make youths be in contact with the affair of policy in the region. Is a new approach to make young people being acquainted with the democracy at the ground level, so that in the future those people will be easy for them to take over the senior councillor or the senior regional councillor who are there now.
Larissa and Maureen, you've heard from him already. It's an opportunity to give young people a voice and, of course, cause them to better connect to government, understand government policies, and be able to pull the hands of other young people to develop the spirit of patriotism, a love for the country, a devotion to seeing Cameroon grow and stand tall amongst countries in and out of Africa. Reporting from Bafusam, I am Joyce Cleve Tata for the CRTV.
Thank you, Joyce. That report by Joyce Cleve Tata was prepared for the 5 to 6. Within the framework of events marking the 52nd edition of National Day celebrations, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, Chairman of the National Organizing Committee for Civilian Events, will preside over the official launching ceremony of these events tomorrow, Tuesday, May 14, in the locality of Fongotongo, that's in the Menwa Division of the West Region. The program will feature a grand Cameroonians Living Together hub, bringing together the communities of Fongotongo and neighboring sister communities in the southwest. The installation of the Municipal Youth Council of the said municipality, the presentation of training certificates to motorbike taxi riders and mobile civic educators, as well as the distribution of biometric youth cards and of supports to organize youth groups and beneficiaries of the 3-year special youth plan of the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, President of the Republic. In the Central Region, there are many initiatives geared towards promoting national integration in schools. The pupils and students speak both official languages, English and French, as well as the languages of particular regions spread across the English and French-speaking parts of the country. Maimuna Njoya.
The National Day is an annual rendezvous that Cameroonians have with their history, the history of unity, the history of living together and accepting one another's ethnic or religious difference. In schools in the Central Region, like elsewhere, this spirit prevails. Pupils and students who hail from different regions of the country study together and involve in activities which contribute to common achievements. Nyagwe Bertrand Folefak is the head teacher of the Happy Elite English Nursery and Primary School Elumden 1 in the Mefu and Akono Division.
I have pupils from 8 different regions in my school, most especially from the Northwest and the Southwest region. I have a class of 30, and most of the population is of the West region and the North. My school is an Anglo-Saxon primary school, but you see that those from the West region speak the English language.
This is accentuated by the fact that the enrollment of students in schools is done irrespective of one's origin. And national integration has also been reaffirmed with the introduction of local languages in schools. It is now obvious to see a student from the Central Region who speaks the English language fluently, or one from the North Region who easily speaks the Ewondo language, amongst many other examples. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
Both past and current Cameroonian musical artists have been using their songs to spread patriotic messages which have contributed to fostering the spirit of unity cherished by the policy makers. Cynthia Etim now revisits the repertoire of unity songs.
A rallying song with lyrics promoting togetherness and love for country. Manu Dibango of blessed memory through this piece made his voice heard on Unity. Like him, Makossa legend Elvis Kemayo preached unity in his music titled O Cameroon. Linda Raymond, Marol Chamba, and Ndedi Eyango are not left out on the unity move through music. The younger generation equally reignites the spirit of unity, love, and positivity amongst Cameroonians. Even Dimbole Jean is not left out. Be it the old or young generation, Cameroon musical artists have shown proof of their undying love for fatherland, love for country worth saluting. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
Second edition of the Feast of National Unity. That was a special slot on the news.
More than 100,000 candidates will sit the common entrance examination in 802 sub-centers across Cameroon tomorrow, Tuesday, May 14. Meanwhile, candidates of the Concours d'entrée en sixième under the French subsystem of education in the country will also be writing their exams in approved accommodation centers nationwide. For measures taken by education officials for a successful session, here is Patience Wingo.
The Common Entrance Examination into Secondary, General and Technical Education is one of the three examinations organized each year by the Ministry of Basic Education. The Chief of Service in charge of the organization of Anglophone examinations in the Ministry of Basic Education, Gobina Mungambe Kofi, says over 130,000 candidates will be part of the 2024 Common Entrance Examination session.
We are expecting about 132,900 candidates as against 103,632 last year, making a difference of about 29,268 candidates. Of these candidates, we have 65,716 girls and 54,993 boys. All these candidates will be writing in 802 subcenters.
He confirms all measures have been taken for the examination to kick off on time.
The Minister of Basic Education, Professor Laurent Serge Etondingwa, has taken all the necessary dispositions to see that the examination goes on hitch-free. He has already put at the disposition of the devolved services all the relevant texts and circulars that will ensure a good conduct and organization of the said examinations. As far as the common entrance is concerned, the question papers were already at the regional level about 2 weeks ago. So the examination will begin at 7:30 a.m. with roll call. This will be followed by mathematics at 8 a.m. Then we have English language paper 1 at 10 a.m. After this paper, there will be a break, and the candidate will resume with English language paper 2 at 12 noon. The examination will end at 1 p.m.
Though the concours d'entrée en sixième is organized by the Ministry of Secondary Education, all is set for the written part of the examination this Tuesday. Correction formalities will follow immediately after the written phase, to be followed by the publishing of the names of successful candidates.
The Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiroma Bakari, has received in audience the Director General of the International Labour Organization. The two discussed development projects meant to foster capacity building as well as professional training in order to facilitate youth employment through entrepreneurship. The Director General of the International Labour Organization, Gilbert Ongbo, emphasized that youth employment is key to the development of Cameroon.
Employment in general, and youth employment in particular, is key. It's a social issue, is an economic issue, and is a political issue. It's important for me to recall that labor is not a commodity, as our Philadelphia Declaration in 1944 was reminding us. So it's crucial if we really want to call progress, that we focus on the youth employment and, you know, skill development and so forth. We have a gap, and that gap between the primary or the secondary school and the high education, that gap is costing our economies, and it's costing the youth employment. So for us, it's important that there is a national ownership, not only at the ministerial level, but at the whole governmental level, to ensure that all our actions integrate a piece that is really addressing the issue about vocational training.
That's the Director General of the International Labour Organization, Gilbert Ongbo, speaking to Archie Fizu. Cameroon's Deposits and Consignments Fund, known by the letters CDEC, has called on the country's banking institutions to promptly declare the unclaimed funds and transfer them to CDEC accounts. This is in compliance with the Prime Ministerial Decree of December the 1st, 2023, giving all concerned institutions 6 months to start the transfer operation. The Deposits and Consignments Fund is to serve as a powerful instrument for development, financing projects like social housing, universities, and business initiatives as obtained in other countries. As such, its mission is to collect, secure, and make long-term returns on untapped resources to direct them towards supporting public policies. Institutions like banks and insurance companies hold liquidity that runs in hundreds of billions that belong to dead people. These unclaimed funds is what the state through CDEC is seeking to rally and use for development, while putting in place a clear-cut route for CDEC to recover the money. The Minister of Finance informs the public at home and abroad that at the meeting of the peer review group of the Global Forum on Transparency and Exchange of Information for Tax Purposes that held at the OECD headquarters in Paris, France, from February the 27th to the 1st of March 2024, Cameroon's exchange of information and request peer review report counting for the second round of reviews was rated overall largely compliant. This positive rating for the jurisdiction is the result of an extensive evaluation process of both the legal framework and its practical implementation in respect of transparency and exchange of information with partner jurisdictions all around the world. It is therefore a recognition by the international community that the efforts made by Cameroon to comply with international standards in terms of tax transparency and exchange of information are adequate. This positive outcome, which positions Cameroon as a major player in the international fight against tax fraud and evasion, will also increase the confidence of international donors who accompany the country in achieving its development goals. After this successful review, which recognizes Cameroon's transparency globally, Cameroon intends to pursue her involvement in the global drive to enhance the transparency of tax and financial systems and to ensure the effective use of exchange of tax information in the mobilization of domestic resources. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers in the portfolios of medium-sized taxation offices, the specialized taxation offices for legal professionals and lands, and the special taxation offices for public administrative establishments that, given the difficulties experienced by many taxpayers with regard to the filing of their beneficial ownership declaration online, the deadline for submitting the said declaration, initially set for 15th of April 2024, has been postponed to 15th of May 2024. Furthermore, in order to promote awareness on the beneficial ownership requirements prescribed by the finance law for the year 2024, the concerned taxpayers are hereby informed that training sessions shall be organized in the days ahead, according to a schedule to be made public by the Directorate General of Taxation. Finally, all taxpayers are reminded that online assistance for filing the beneficial ownership returns is available via the Help Desk digital platform, and interested taxpayers may also call the toll-free number 8200 if necessary. The time is 19 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé. You're listening to CRTV News. A new contract worth over 26 billion CFA francs that will facilitate the processing and acquisition of identification documents in Cameroon within 48 hours has been signed today in Yaoundé. The signing ceremony of the project for the establishment of a new security identification system for the country was chaired by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bangangele, who signed on behalf of Cameroon, while the Chief Executive Officer of the German Identification Agency, Ogentic Consortium, Labino Caretti, signed for his structure. Details with Kelly Eben.
The process was launched on the 22nd of December 2021 with instructions from the head of state to ensure the production and delivery of identification documents, particularly the national identity card, resident card, refugee card, professional police card, and the national disability card. The German agency, Ogentic Consortium, which is specialized in the act, will work in tandem with the Delegation for National Security to build three production centers in the cities of Douala, Garoua, and Yaoundé, as well as regional and divisional enrollment centers. Labino Caretti is the chief executive officer of the German Ogentic Consortium.
The contract is a BOT contract consisting of drawing a big investment history of Cameroon, meaning the construction of 68 modern centers for application, three centers for the production, Yaoundé, Douala, and Garoua, and putting in place a solution which allows the citizens online pre-application and enough technology for all citizens of Cameroon to apply. We will start the activities as tomorrow. The first phase of the investment is around 40 million euros. There's a second investment at the end of the contract, around 30 million euros, which will renew the entire solution before the transfer to the DGSN. We are managing together with the teams of DGSN the transition period. We will see how many applications are validated, and we will treat them accordingly until the end of the year.
The project will enable Cameroonians obtain identity documents in 48 hours, as announced by the Delegate General for National Security last year.
Over in the Northwest region, the governor, Adolf Lele Lafrique, has urged parents there to raise their children to be morally upright, generous, and peace-loving. He was speaking as he joined the family of a renowned humanitarian, founder of the non-governmental organization Shumas, Stephen Zerem, in celebrating their mother, who is the brainchild behind the humanitarian activities of that non-governmental organization. As we hear from Mabel Mikemdi Sakem.
Northwest Governor Adolf Lele Lafrique joined other attendees of top-ranking pedigree to celebrate Mama Elena Nzerem at the gathering that saw some 9 vulnerable women receive startup capital for businesses that changed their lives.
You know, you have a big achiever in Africa, your son. When you bring life, you bring also peace. Developing a region, communities, is the best way to bring peace to those communities.
It was an 85th anniversary wish to help more women from a mother who sold her property just to see transformation and growth amongst the people in her Sumo community in Bui Division, from where the humanitarian activities of the organization known as Strategic Humanitarian Services, Shumas, led by Stephen Zerem, started.
We are completing a process that we started with some of the vulnerable women who, because of the crisis, run into problems and lose their livelihoods, even lose their self-esteem. We help them first with wash activities and psychosocial support.
More than 1,000 schools have been constructed across the country by the humanitarian organization, whose pivot is being celebrated. Mabel Menkemdi Sakem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Over in the littoral, the Customs Parliamentary Corps has been multiplying efforts made towards fighting illegal activities like smuggling. Veronica Bengela joined the Special Customs Unit in charge of fighting contraband in the creeks and estuary of the littoral region.
Maritime trade is dynamic and indispensable for economic growth and development around the world. This trade, if not well monitored, can become a threat to development, considering the illicit and criminal transactions that surrounds the sector through smuggling. It is therefore the duty of the Cameroon Customs, considered as soldiers of transborder trade, to fight off the cankerworm of smuggling. Major of Customs Menged Anankweta is the coordinator of Halkomi Zone 1.
We do patrol of the Vuri estuary, where we go over to the creeks in Bonaberry, Bonamusadi, right up to Dibamba.
According to patrol team leader, Assistant Senior Customs Collector Kube Kazon Edward, the infiltration of contraband goods into the country are usually via local anchorage sites.
These traffickers, they don't go through the direct routes, so they try to escape custom control, and they find it very possible for them passing here and offloading their goods.
Though they often patrol, Customs Major Diana Lekieka Bal says some contraband goods often find their way into warehouses.
This could also be in the markets, and it could also be maybe in the warehouses where these goods are stocked. When the owner is incapable of showing documents that shows that these goods effectively passed through customs offices and were declared, the custom agent on the spot will proceed with the seizure.
Apart from tracking revenue, Major of Customs Menged Anankweta, coordinator of Halkomi 1, points out that elements of the Cameroon Customs work in collaboration with other forces to secure the borders of Cameroon.
It's a holistic form of control we are doing. So there are specialized forces like the Marine, the B. We carry joint operations. We share intelligence, and then we share objectives.
Sustainable measures to curb such illegal trade transactions at sea can stem from reinforcing security measures at the maritime borders to improving customs and police services at port sites. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Douala.
Inhabitants of Kosiri in the Logan and Sharu division of the Far North region have been adopting various strategies to cope with the prevailing heat. There is a mad rush for cooling devices like electric fans and air conditioners. Patrick Tabo reports.
Workers drawn from the various parapublic, private and public enterprises, including the 10 councils in the Logan and Sharu division, Women's Association of tailors, fish and rice sellers, turned out at the Kusiri ceremonial ground for commemorative activities marking the 138th International Labour Day to celebrate a constructive social dialogue. Speaking on the occasion, the representative of the workers' trade unions, Mansu Adams Jibrin, described Logan and Sharu as an administrative unit blessed with enormous natural resources and hardworking population. He said youth in this part of the country have a bright future, especially with the presence of the Lake Chad Region and Recovery Development Project, PRULAC, and the Rural Integrated Development Project, PEDER, that has provided hundreds of jobs to the young people. Matthias from Eleta Ems is a senior additional officer.
We want to mark our satisfaction for this year's edition, which is very, 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 very important. And we have noticed a massive turnout of the population, and we wish to encourage them and to tell them that peace remains the most important element in any achievement envisaged by the head of state, and has taken all the measures to accompany all the enterprises, to accompany all the youth,
On the occasion, six Cameroonians, including a woman, were decorated with silver medals, rewarded for their hard work, patience, resilience, and punctuality. Patrick Tabo, CRTV News, Kusiri.
Abroad, a Kenyan man due to be executed in Saudi Arabia has had a last-minute reprieve following a large-scale media campaign. Stephen Munyako, son of veteran journalist Dorothy Kweyu, received a death penalty in 2011 following a fatal fight with a colleague in the Gulf nation. According to the campaign run by Munyako's supporters, Bring Back Steve-O, both workers sustained stab wounds, but only Munyako survived. Under Saudi law, a death sentence can be lifted if the family agrees to get compensation instead. His family back home in Kenya have been attempting to raise the required blood money, which is 3.5 million Saudi riyals, about 750 million CFA francs, for the deceased family. CRTV News.